the title from Scripture is Don't Assume You Know It All. Ooh, but I do. I am going to read from the Message this morning. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life lived full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck and carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of all people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything that you do, everywhere that you go. He's the one that will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow from health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over, but don't, dear friends, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk over his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all of this. May God bless the reading and the hearing and the understanding of this word. You'll notice that there were some differences there between what was up there. As I said, I read from the Message version. I do not suggest that the Message be the only Bible you read because it's not actually a translation of the Greek and the Hebrew. It's what we call a transliteration. It's an interpretation. You begin with something like the NRSV or the NIV, or if you can read it, the Greek and the Hebrew itself. But when you run across passages that may not seem quite clear or that seem rather old-fashioned, archaic, it's not a bad thing to pull out something like the Message and look and see what they say. And I love Proverbs more and more every day as I'm preparing for this Bible study. I've always loved Proverbs, but God is taking me deeper and deeper and deeper, which is exactly why we do Bible studies and sermons and things like that. This passage comes after the passage we did last week about, you know, how everything is going to be wonderful and your life is going to be great if you follow God and do all these things. And now we get into some of the warnings. Don't just assume that everything is going to be great, as Kevin reminded us this morning in the first reading. Just don't assume that and sit back and do nothing. And don't decide that you're going to follow your own wisdom, because your own wisdom is not going to get you where you want to go or where you need to go. And then we get to this one. The first part, don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. I love that. Don't let go. When you've got people or family or friends or that you love and that love you, be grateful. Live a grateful life. That's not to say you won't stumble. It's not to say that you won't make mistakes. It's not to say there won't be family squabbles or squabbles with your friends. But don't let go of the love and the loyalty. Trust God. And then, of course, what I love the most in this passage is don't try to figure everything out on your own. How many of us live our lives and a problem, a situation is presented to us and we have to figure out the solution by ourselves with no help, especially from God? Now, I know what some of you are going to respond. I've been here long enough. I know. Some of you are going to say, well, no, now, Pat, that's not true. If it's a spiritual issue, you know, if I'm having difficulty and I know I need to pray about it, I'll pray about it. I'm not talking about those times. I'm talking about every single day. You use God when you need God, but then you abandon God when you don't need or think you need God. And the truth is, you don't have enough knowledge to get you through this life without God. None of us do. Now, you can call it a lot of different things. The Spirit's leading, wisdom that you have gained. We talked about the value of wisdom, and Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Experiences that have taught you before and that you've learned from. That's all God. And so are your friends and your family that come. Let's say your car breaks down. Do you know how to fix it? Some of you will say yes. Good. When my car breaks down, you come fix my car. And when your spirit breaks down, you come visit me. God gives us all gifts that we can use to help one another and be God's very own presence to another person. We don't have to know it all. It's okay. In fact, we're not really supposed to know everything. Although I have in my lifetime heard a number of people say, I know it all. I know everything. They haven't maybe said that sentence. They might not have said those exact words, but by their actions, by their speech, by the people they associate with, they know it all. Well, I will go to Proverbs and say, I do not know it all, Lord. And I am not ashamed, because I'm willing to learn more. I love to learn stuff. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I love to trust the Lord enough to know that it's okay if I don't know it all, because God knows it all, and God will place people in my life that will help me. The problems come in when I decide, oh no, I don't need to consult with anybody. I don't need anybody's help. I don't need anything because I know all about this or that or the other thing. And then we fall in a pitfall, a pothole, however you define these things. It can be spiritually, when we fall into a condition of depression and despondency and doubt. It can be literally when we fall. It can be when things fall apart in relationships. It can be when we fail. But see, all those times, instead of us getting all defensive and saying, how was I supposed to know that she was going to react like that? And how was he going to, you know, no, stop. Just say, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. How Are we ever going to learn if we walk around saying, I know, I know, I know? It's okay to say, I don't know. That's not a pitfall, and that's not a pothole, and that's not a failing. That's just you expressing your need for God, your need for other people, your need for love. As we walk through these times where we can fall into the pitfall of thinking that we know everything, or we can stand and say, there's a hole here, God, what am I supposed to do? We'll find the last part of the scripture. It will just stop and say, what am I supposed to do, God? Honor your God, and your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will spill over. God will bless you with wisdom and learning and knowledge and presence, the very presence of our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, let us not forget anything we've learned, but let us always be ready to learn more so that we don't keep falling into the same holes over and over and over again, so that we can live our lives with more joy than sorrow, so that we can live our lives strengthened by you to get through the times of sorrow. And so that we can look out in the morning and know that Jesus is fairest and best and ruler of our lives. In his name we pray. Amen. As we stand to sing our hymn of invitation today, I really hope that the next time you're presented with a hole of some kind, whether it be a pitfall or a pothole or a hole of indecision or pain or sorrow or struggle, that you will just stop and say, help. Let us stand and sing.